Hi friends, welcome to the Mama.wifelife podcast. I'm your hostess Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Hi everybody, so welcome to quarantine self-isolation day 7. How's everybody holding up? I am doing relatively okay. I'm not going to lie to you. We recorded a podcast a few days ago, and me and my husband, we were drinking, and it became just a drunken mess, and so you guys are not going to have to listen to that ridiculousness, so I am doing a new one. So I am obviously going to be talking about coronavirus because that's what's been going on, and I feel like it's something that we all need to talk about. I've been seeing so many different things floating around the Facebook and what people think, how people are feeling, and the top few that I have seen is the daycares are closing. They're still charging people, which I think is just really dirty and not cool. I think that if you have to close due to a pandemic, you shouldn't be charging people anything. The Ontario government has put an $82 billion thing for people that don't apply, that can't apply to EI because they don't have enough hours. They put in a 15 weeks emergency fund. They've upped baby bonus. They've upped your GST. Like, we are all going to be able to get some money to survive. So I think that that's really dirty of these providers to try and charge these people because everyone's suffering, right? Like, everyone doesn't know what's going on. And I think their number one priority is to pay their own bills. Like, most daycare providers take a deposit. And I think that if you were really that concerned about potentially having to close or whatever, then I would maybe say, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to close and I'm giving you guys my 2 weeks notice because they're home, right? So take your deposits and pay your bills. That's what I would do if I was like that concerned. But myself, I don't see a point in charging them because it's just going to make them pull the kids. And it makes you just look kind of terrible. And I get it. It's all about, like, you want to keep your head afloat and you want to make sure you have your bills paid. But, I think that it's just selfish. That's my opinion. I'm probably going to get a bunch of like hate mail about that, but that's fine. That's my opinion. And I'm a daycare provider. So, and I don't have any savings. Like, I don't have like a nest egg. I don't have credit cards. It's just a matter of knowing that when you decide to get into this industry, being a daycare provider, that it's not stable. It never is. It's never guaranteed income, right? And a lot of them are, oh, well, we have contracts. Yeah, well, do you have any pandemics written in your contracts? No, didn't think so. So your contract is kind of irrelevant because you're not closed for holidays and they're not closed for holidays. Everyone's closed because they're all scared of getting sick and dying. So just let that sink in and like have some perspective on it. Because even still, when everything is like apparently fine, I highly doubt people are going to be sending their kids back to daycare, especially now because everyone's now made themselves very, very comfortable working from home. I'm sure there's a few people that want to go back to work. They like having the adventure of going to work and seeing different people and not being stuck at their house. But I've heard a lot of people say that since they've been working from home, that they've been really productive. Like, they just feel like they're in a better headspace. It's less stress. They can Zoom meetings and whatnot. And I think that this has really hit our economy hard. I have no idea how we're going to ever move on and go back to how it used to be, because I don't think it's going to ever go back to how it used to be. Like, look at, they've set up all these extra facilities for all the homeless people, right? But in the wintertime, you don't have any facilities for them. You just have shelters. Like, you're upping baby bonus and you're giving more money for GST. You're making, like, there's so many different things that is clearly available, but we're choosing not to because we're run on like money, right? And like the rich get rich and the poor get poor. But in a sense of the pandemic, like, I don't know if you heard about all those CEOs and people that all sold their stocks a few weeks before this happened. It's because they knew this was happening. Me and my friend Lynn knew this was going on. A lot of people don't go on Twitter. And a lot more people have on Snapchat, not Snapchat, TikTok now. But originally I saw this appearing on TikTok and on Twitter. And I would share it, and everyone's like, oh, that's not real. And if it is, it's not going to come here. Well, joke's on you, because it is here. We're at a total death of 20 people. And we have surpassed the 1,000 mark for people being sick. Yes, I know the death toll of 20 doesn't sound that bad. But because Doug Ford, our wonderful premier, or whatever you want to call him, decided to tell everybody to go on their March break holidays. And then within a few days, they're like, if you are a Canadian and you are abroad, you need to come home, right? And so that's great, because now you have Canadians all over the world just scrambling to get home. A bunch of them are, oh, well, we drove here, so we don't have to come back. Actually, I'm going to swear here. Actually, motherfuckers, you do need to come home. You do, because you are now socializing with a whole other country. A lot of them went to the States that are being hit really hard, and you're going to come home and you're not even going to know you have it for 14 days minimum. Sometimes it's 24 days. And then everybody that you come in contact with, you potentially infect, and then they go ahead and they infect people. So that's why people need to stay at home. People are not doing that. I was watching the news and they were saying that they want to put in the Quarantine Act. I didn't even know Canada had something like that. I'm assuming it's probably similar to martial law, where you stay home. There's no walking around the streets. When I was watching this documentary on CBC, The Passionate Eye, I was watching it today, and it was all the videos that I was posting on Facebook of these nurses breaking down, crying, just hysterically, because they are so exhausted. It shows the Chinese government was welding people's doors closed that were in apartment buildings to make sure they weren't coming out because there were people that were sick. Welding their doors closed. You can watch this documentary yourself. I'm not even kidding you. And that's what they were doing. And here, I feel like a lot of people, when it started to kind of show up, or I don't know how many ignorant people were on Facebook. Oh, it's just a flu. It's just a cold. You're going to be fine. They're blowing this way out of proportion. Are they really? Because right now, in Italy, there's almost 6,000 deaths. Like, just let that sink in for a second. That is absolutely crazy. So many people weren't taking this seriously. We have the auto plants, like all the places here in Ontario that produce cars. Nope, they're shutting down now. And now we're going to start making medical supplies. There was these two gentlemen that were in the States, and they were making, I forget what device it was for. I think it was for the respirators. And they made it. And then the company that had the patent on it, or that produced it or whatever, like, tried to sue them. Well, assholes, why don't you just make it yourself then? Why is it that it's other people that now have to step up to the plate when you're the big organizations and you're the big companies? Like, I just, it's driving me insane. I can't even fathom how much this is going to cripple us. And it's terrifying to think that, like, my kids start in school in September. I told my husband, I said, if this is still going on in, like, August, he's not going. I will homeschool him. I have enough stuff to start him off. He's in kindergarten. So really, in Ontario, you don't have to send your kid to school until they're six. So I will literally keep him home and I will just homeschool them, because I feel like this is just never going to go away. Like, I think that the coronavirus, I think, is going to be something that we deal with now, like we do the flu. So now we're in this big rush that we're going to get vaccines out. And I am concerned, because I don't know how many people are going to actually take this, like, go and get the shot, right? Because the first few times that they are going to get it, it's not going to be perfect. People are going to get it, and there's going to be problems and reactions and stuff like that. So I just feel like we are in a really weird time in 2020. Like, this is history. Like, us adults, we're going to be having our grandkids come up to us and be like, can you tell me about the corona pandemic, about how they've closed down the borders? And that's something that, it's not like, again, we don't just shut down the borders. Everywhere's locked down, right? Like, New York is locked down. Australia's locked down. New Zealand's locking down. Spain, all of them. They're all starting to lock down. And I think that people here, I think that we just feel like we're just so safe in that, or we're just entitled, or selfish or whatever. I don't know, because when I, like, when I go out, I took the kids out for a car ride because I won't take the kids out of the house to go anywhere. Like, if we go anywhere, we go into the backyard, or we hop in the car and we go for a drive and then come back. And I was seeing quite a bit of people. I was going through a lot of the smaller cities, and you see a lot of people out walking. And then I got up to a few like nature trails, and they were packed. Like, they were literally packed. And all I kept thinking was, this is not what they want us to do. You're not supposed to be all piling up into a car and then going to a trail and walking with 100 other people on that trail. Like, that is the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do. And it's just like, I don't know what has to give. My husband, he has kind of just been like, oh, well, I'm not too worried about it. And when I told him, I'm like, if I get sick, if I start to show any symptoms of this, like a sore throat, fever, there's a good chance if, like, you will have to stay home, and because I'll have to quarantine, and then you'll have to, because you can't go to work, because that's how you spread it. Then I wake up this morning and I have a sore throat. I was like, awesome, super great. And then I started having a headache. I was like, this is it. This is the end of my days. Like, I'm going to catch this thing, and I'm going to die, and I'm going to go to the hospital, and I'm never going to come home. Like, my anxiety is just ramped up. So clearly, people with anxiety, this is not a good situation for you to be in. For me, you would think, because I have such bad anxiety that I don't want to know the news, that watching the news makes me feel anxious. I like to watch the news. I like to be informed. I like to know what's coming down the pipe, because I don't like not knowing and then being surprised. That the unknown of what potentially could happen scares me more than watching it and seeing it and being okay. So, like, all right, it did this in China, did this in Japan, it did this in Italy and Spain, and so you can watch it and you're like, okay, so we're gonna have a bunch of people die, and we are all probably gonna get some type of form of this. But I'm a firm believer, is I think that the first exposure to this, I think this was probably back before the initial person showed up at the hospital in December. I'm gonna assume, because, like, when they got it, when they showed up, they had symptoms, right? Well, before they get the symptoms, they're spreading it. And so I have a feeling that they had a lot of people that have been sick and then traveling, because you had like four doctors that were trying to blow the horn on this and get people's attentions, and they were told to be quiet. Don't be telling your family members anything. It's business as usual. And do not tell anybody to, like, start being cautious. And then they try to warn who? The World Health Organization. I have heard reports that they have just blatantly ignored the like cries. And also that they were just also told to just shut up. So who's at fault? I don't really know. All I know is that there could have been many different ways to stop this, and it wasn't done. I was watching a video. I don't know if this is true or not, but this lady was talking about how 2018 Trump took away the pandemic act or whatever. So I don't really know what that entails, but apparently he took that away. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't understand. I just feel like doing something like that would potentially put you at a greater risk. I don't know how we're gonna come back and have the economy the exact same. It will. Like, things will start to pick up again at some point. But they're talking about this going on for 18 months. The social distancing is supposed to go on for months. Schools canceled for the rest of the year, 100%. Because if they were to send the kids back in 3 weeks, no one's sending their kid back. Nobody. Who in their right mind is going to send their kid back to a school after 3 weeks and seeing what's going on? And because it seems that once it hits and you start getting sick, like having lots of sick people, from what I've noticed, it's a solid 2 months that you are having people get sick. Because people touch their face. You go to the grocery store, right? Here's a thought. You go to the grocery store and you're grabbing all of your cans and whatever, and you're coming home and you're washing your hands, but now you have all these things that you've put in your house that now your family members are going to be touching. And then you have your phone. So then you have your phone in your pocket and you're out and you're touching things and you're washing your hands and then you're picking up your phone. Are you washing your phone off? Are you rinsing or are you wiping off your steering wheel? Are you like all these different, like it's, that's why it's better. Just stay home. Just stay home. I think that in Ontario, they need to shut everything down. I think they need to have the grocery stores open. But I think that there's two delivery services that are local to me, Instacart and Grocery Gateway. I think that they should shut everything down. And the only people that have like badges from these companies are the only ones that are allowed to go in and get groceries. Because until then, people are going to still be going out. They're going to still be spreading it. I suspect that if people can't get their shit together, we will have the army coming in and they will be doing spot checks, just like they've been doing all over the world. But again, I don't understand why I feel like we're thinking that we're going to be different. Sure, I just saw a few pictures earlier about how like the 401 is clear. That's great. That's awesome. It's not the 401 and the traffic that I'm concerned about. It's all the like little traffic. Oh, I'm going to go to the store. Oh, I'm going to go do this. Oh, my husband went to Walmart because he just needed glue. And I'm like, I can order it from Amazon. I was like, no. I was like, you are going to catch this and you're going to bring it home. 100%. I have been avoiding going out because I'm terrified. And I'm sure other people are too. And I don't want to risk to make anybody else sick if I'm a carrier and I don't have any symptoms. God forbid. Because my God, I would feel so, so guilty having them call me and be like, hey, so you're infected with this. Where have you been for the last 14 days? I would rather be like, my house in my backyard, in my car. I haven't gone into anywhere. Than being like, oh, well, I've been to here. I've been to Sammy and Joey's and I went and had coffee and I went to the grocery store and I went to the bank. Like, and there's going to be lots of people where they're going to get that phone call and they're going to feel like the biggest asses because now you've infected people. So I think you guys need to stay home. Like it's imperative that you take it seriously because if you don't take it seriously, you're going to end up like regretting it and making somebody really sick or getting yourself really sick. And you're better above ground than in the ground, right? I've talked to a few people that are just, they don't know what to do because they feel like they're doing everything that they can. They stay home, but they work in the industries that make them have to go to work. So the bank, there are some truck drivers, they have to go to work and they're nervous. They're because they want to stay home. They want to not go to work. They want to work from home. Truck drivers can't work from home. They need to drive a vehicle there. Bankers, from what I understand, they aren't even prepared for this. Not shocking because we just live in like this la la land that we thought that another pandemic was never going to come. That's, I think, the biggest thing for me is like they were not prepared for it. Like I don't believe. I think that I was watching this Trump press conference and I want to say it was on Wednesday or Thursday of last week. And he's giving a speech and the chick that was behind him, my God, she was blinking like a crazy person. Like it was like blink, 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 blink. It was the most distracting thing. And I was like, she's either in pain or she's really, really nervous. And I'm like, they're not telling us something. There's something else coming. This is just the beginning of what's about to hit us. And we are not prepared. Like I'm concerned that when they lock down everything, like across the entire world, it's like, not the world's going to actually stop spinning, but the world's going to be stopped spinning. Like everybody is going to be stuck at home and you're going to get those select few that are going to be like, oh, it's the purge. I'm going to go out. I'm going to start looting. I'm going to start robbing. I'm going to start doing. And that's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the people that are going from the cottages or from like in Toronto and the cities and they're going north to cottage country. What are you doing? Guys, do you realize those hospitals do not have anything to help you if you get sick? You also realize the grocery stores there do not have enough food. They 100% don't. They have enough food for the people that are living up there at this time of year. So if all the idiots that are down here buying up all the stuff, which is completely heartbreaking, going into a grocery store and seeing this old lady, and she's in tears because she can't find anything to wipe her butt with. She can't find tissue. She can't find toilet paper. And it's just like, I was so heartbroken because I went in a few days ago, prior to running into this lady at the Rexall, not even at the grocery store, at the Rexall. And this lady had her grocery cart. She had two huge things of toilet paper stacked up. And as she literally grabbed the last one and she looked right at me, I was like, I really need some of that. And she was like, well, I hope you don't need it too bad. I was like, fucking excuse me? Like, are you guys serious? And now stores are being like, oh, we aren't accepting any returns on like this, like on like things that people have been buying and hoarding. And then the hand sanitizer, I understand. The Lysol wipes, I don't understand so much because to disinfect a place, you got to keep it on the surface for like 5 minutes. So it's not actually going to be disinfecting how you think it is. And you're buying all of this shit and you're wiping it down and then you think it's done. It's not done. You need to wipe it for like more than a second. Right. And so I think that's where this like stupidity comes. The Olympic Games in Tokyo, they're canceled. Or not canceled, but Canada's not going. So it's canceled for us. And yeah, like it's going to be really, really interesting to see how everything comes together. And I don't know how people are going to go back to how things were before. Like, I just want to give you a timeline here. January 25th was the first discovered case of it in Canada. So the 25th, there was one. By January 27th, there was five. And so just to show you how quickly this spreads, right? Now, March 16th, there was 550 cases across the country and 10 deaths. Worldwide, 296,000 cases and 9,800 deaths. And if you think about it, like if in Ontario right now we only have about like 1,000 plus cases so far, this has just really started to become a thing where it's becoming like people in the community are starting to transfer it to people that like come April, like we will probably be over 3,000 cases. I don't know about deaths. I have no clue. It seems to be a lot of the older generation, which is unfortunate, that are catching this. There was one retirement home that is, I want to say it's like a state of emergency, but I don't know if that's the correct term, but they are on complete lockdown because it's just been an outbreak like crazy. So it's something that's really scary. It's something that I wish we didn't have to live through. It's nice that we can hang out at home. It's nice that the government is helping us out. So I cannot apply for regular EI. So I have to apply for the emergency EI. And that's a whole other thing is, everybody in Canada will be able to get some type of income support for whether it's 15 weeks or a year, you're going to be able to get some support. If you are not eligible for regular EI, you'll be getting $900 every 2 weeks. And that's so say like for me and my husband, because he just came off of it, right? So both of us, we get $900 every 2 weeks for 15 weeks. Baby bonus will be anywhere from $300 to $900 per child. So I think that the $900 would be two children, but don't quote me. That's what I was looking at, I think, is like per two children. And so like we have stuff in place to help us. Now the biggest concern is the Ford government has put the hold on evictions, right? Which is fine. I think that that's great. So people don't get kicked out in the middle of a pandemic. But I feel that there needs to be something put in place that people have to pay the rent. Because if you're getting all this money and you're like, oh, well, my landlord's not going to be able to kick me out. And then you just blow that money, which I don't know where you're going to be able to blow it because you're not going to be able to leave your house. But if they decide to do so, Like, that's going to be really screwy. Like, that's, again, setting us up for a serious issue. They've made it so that people can defer their mortgages for 6 months. That's great. That's awesome. But also, do they want to defer their mortgage payments? No, because that's probably going to cost them more money in the long run. The housing market, apparently they're just booming. Like apparently they're as busy as ever. It's the only time I wish I had any type of money to buy a house, because I feel like at some point, like, gas is at 73.9 cents a liter. Last time I saw it was that cheap, I was like 8 years old. So it's just, it's a really weird time. And I just keep looking around and wondering, like, how or what side of this are we going to fall on? Because if we can't get our stuff together here and start cooperating and staying home unless you absolutely need to go to the grocery store, I think that's the biggest thing, is like, we have the playgrounds are closed and schools are closed, but people are still kind of able to mosey on around. And I think that the only way we're going to actually be able to stop this from getting out of hand is making people stay home. And if you are caught out and you don't have a valid reason to be out, that they will find you. I think we really are in a wonderful time for something like this to happen, because we have Facebook, we have Skype, we have Zoom, we have your iPhones that you can call people. There's so many ways that we can connect with one another that we don't have to feel alone. We don't have to feel like we're isolated. Because imagine back in the 1920s, yeah, the pandemic, it probably wouldn't have spread as quick because of all the people that travel now. But at least we have the options that we can still have our Wednesday night wine nights with our girlfriends. It's just going to be over Zoom, right? So we just need to be smarter and get creative with how we want to still stay connected. Because if you're going to sit at home and you're going to feel sorry for yourself about how you can't connect with people, well, there are six different ways that you can. So be smart. Don't be going out with a family to go do your groceries, and just wash your goddamn hands and stay home. And essentially, this should all be done. And the quicker that we all can do that, then the better off we're going to be. All right, guys. So I have one tip. I saw it on my parent group that if you have a huge family and you guys like to do movie night and there's always fighting about what movie to watch, put all of your suggestions into a bowl. And then each night, a new person gets to pull a suggestion. So there's no fighting. And if you have any other suggestions for parents that are currently on lockdown with their kids, send them into the mama.wifelifepodcast@gmail.com. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.